Clean Line Energy Partners, headquartered in Houston, Texas, plans to build 5 long-distance, high-voltage, direct current transmission lines across 10 states, including a southern line through Arkansas. The clean lines will transport 15,000 megawatts of new wind energy generated in Kansas, Iowa, Texas, and Oklahoma to utilities across the eastern U.S. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, the southern line remains snarled by both congressional and legal opposition.
The proposed clean lines carry old-fashioned American names like Grain Belt Express, Western Spirit, and the Plains and Eastern. That's because Clean Line Energy Partners spokesperson Mario Hurtado says his company is building a new electrical frontier.
The future grid is one which is going to have a lot more renewable energy as part of it. The best wind resources are in the middle of the country, starting in the Great Plains and going north, and it's kind of a spine of incredibly strong wind resources.
The southern 700-mile-long, $2 billion Plains and Eastern Clean Line will transport 3,500 megawatts of wind power from far western Oklahoma across north Arkansas to the Tennessee Valley Authority, along the way dropping off 500 megawatts of power. Nearly half the required easements have been purchased along the route, Hurtado says, which will cut through Dave Ullery's place in rural Pope County.
It's a monstrosity. They would clear cut a 200-foot wide swath across the state of Arkansas, which private landowners, it would encumber over 8,000 acres of property just in the state of Arkansas, and then they would erect 150 to 200-foot tall steel lattice structures across the entire state.
After Arkansas Public Service Commission rejected the Plains and Eastern Clean Line, citing lack of need, Clean Line Energy Partners applied for and secured a federal Section 1222 Energy Policy Act permit, the first ever issued. Ullery says that permit will allow the taking of private land for construction of a private power line.
If landowners do not sign over an easement voluntarily, there's a good chance that they'll be taken to federal court and their property will be condemned under federal law using eminent domain.
Ullery is spokesperson for Golden Bridge LLC, a landholder group which filed suit in federal court to stop the project. A hearing is scheduled November 14th. Other clean line routes are blocked as well by state public service commissions and lawsuits. But the southern line cuts through every congressional district in Arkansas. Republican U.S. Senator John Bozeman says the delegation met in September with U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry demanding a review of the Section 1222 permit.
This is just not a good situation for the state of Arkansas or a precedent to set for the rest of the country.
Also, the delegation in 2015 filed matching federal bills requiring all 1222 projects to first be approved by affected states. But Clean Line Energy Partners spokesperson Mario Hurtado remains confident they'll clear all hurdles and begin construction on the southern line next year. Now, if the Plains and Eastern Clean Line does proceed, it could add more than $600 million to Arkansas's economy, according to a 2015 University of Arkansas study by the Center for Business and Economic Research, generating nearly 900 jobs. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.